Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now? With the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, need a new playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Cash Patel joins us to talk about the latest virus in China, January 6th, and the disappointment from the House of Representatives. Mike Davis, who wants to be the next Attorney General, unpacks all the lawfare and the inaction from Speaker Johnson. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. And also become a member at charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. That's charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Email me as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. If you want to just get fired up about the future of the country, filled with spirit and optimism, oh man, amfest.com, it's unbelievable. We got Steve Bannon doing the keynote on Turning Point Action Day on Sunday. We got Tucker Carlson, Patrick Bet-David, Candace Owens, Glenn Beck, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Riley Gaines, James O'Keefe. It's just one after the other. And by the way, now Michael Anton, who's a totally amazing guy, really smart, is coming. Jason Whitlock, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson. So check it out, amfest.com. By the way, we are being used to help raise money for Media Matters. Put that up, 62. Ah, there we are. Ben and Jesse, Judge, Laura and Sean. Don't let right-wing lies set the agenda in 2024. Donate here. Man, what a miserable existence those people have. Joining us now is Cash Patel. Cash, welcome to the program. There are many stories here. Cash, what are you looking at? What is the top thing you're seeing, analyzing? What are you following, Cash Patel?
Hey, great to be with you, Charlie. I think for me, the biggest thing front and center is everything Israel, the war, Iran, hostages, and the border. I think it's all inextricably intertwined. And I think our enemies have done a masterful job in overtaking anything Joe Biden has put towards them. What do I mean by that? It's pretty simple. We have Americans who have been taken hostage. Our president has done zero to secure their release. We have an enemy in Iran that our president has funded. They are using Hezbollah and Hamas proxies to fight a two-fronted war. And they are putting on this staged ceasefire, in my opinion, to increase their leverage points within this war and decrease America and Israel's. And at the same time, they are flooding the zone here in America through the southern border by pouring in terrorists, criminals, and other thugs through their use of the CCP, the cartels, and the Russian affiliates that they are all in bed together with for one mission and one mission alone, to degrade American national security, and they're succeeding.
How many American hostages are there still in Gaza?
I mean, we'd have to believe the numbers that are coming from Joe Biden's mouth, so I don't, but at least 10, probably more. And we don't know if they're alive or dead. We have zero communications with them. We have zero ability to negotiate with them directly. And the only thing that they know is that Joe Biden will pay them $6 billion if you put up a hostage for release. And Joe Biden is now on the verge of signing another order that will unfreeze $10 billion more to the Iranians. So they have set the tone, the Biden administration. If you take an American, we'll buy them back. And that is one of the most deadly national security policies you can ever have. In the Trump administration, where I was at the epicenter of hostage negotiations and rescues, we took back 50 plus hostages and detainees. And we spent $0 and gave zero money to terrorists. And they stopped taking American hostages because they knew the threat of force that Donald Trump would bring to their door if they were to take more and more hostages. And that just doesn't exist with Joe Biden.
Yeah. And I've said this a couple times on the show, Cash. This is, again, I don't want to overly politicize some of this stuff, but I think it's necessary. I think it's been a failure of the opposition party Republicans, especially this last couple of weeks. How have we not made a bigger deal that there's an active hostage crisis? It's the biggest story that it's like, oh yeah, we have hostages. This stuff used to end presidencies, and the media seems kind of uninterested. You know, Speaker Johnson, who's been a complete disappointment. What a letdown that guy is. And, you know, where is he making a big deal out of this? Why did he not have Thanksgiving hearings about where are the hostages? Yeah. Let's get answers. Instead, it's like, well, we're going to trust Joe Biden. We're not going to trust Joe Biden to get our U.S. passport holders back. So Cash, just kind of more broadly, I struggle to say that we should go out of our way to make this political, but this is about the country. How has Joe Biden been able to squeak by in the midst of now a 7-week hostage crisis? If you went around the country to a random street and said, hey, do you know that we're in the middle of a hostage crisis? They, what? I thought it's just Israelis, if they even know the story at all. Cash Patel.
Look, you kind of dissected this thing perfectly. And you're right. It shouldn't be political, but it is. And here's the reality. Not only do they have hostages, they have children. Children are being abducted and killed by a foreign terrorist organization. That's what Hamas is. That's what Hezbollah is. That's what the Iranian Quds Force is and IRGC. All terrorists. And Joe Biden has given them money. And the reason, the reason that it is not mainstream media is because of President Trump's wildly successful campaign to return hostages and detainees safely. The 54 that he brought back were more than every president before him combined. So if the mainstream media were forced to cover this atrocity that is the hostage taking of Americans and Israelis and others, then they would be forced to cover Donald Trump's successes and Joe Biden's monumental failures in this arena of national security. And then you're right about Congress. Congress could be going out there and saying, no, 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 Joe, we are going to freeze your access and ability to reverse some of these banking decisions that allow Iran to have billions of dollars. We are going to stop funding agencies and departments that do any business with the foreign governments of places like, say, the CCP, Russia, or any other ally of Iran. But Congress doesn't want to stand up. This Congress has never stood up, irrespective of who its leader has been. I really don't care. They have never put out the subpoenas and enforced them for the Hunter Biden scandal. They've never taken FBI and DOJ to task for lying to Congress under oath. They have allowed a two-tier system of justice to weaponize a politicized nation already even further. And they do not do anything to take back constitutional oversight authority that they have. So I don't care who the leader is. These people in Congress have failed to act to represent our national security interests.
So we have anywhere between 10 to 20 American. Do we know the identity of these people? Why has Mike Johnson not said, hey, we're not going to do a continuing resolution he never should have done? I want the identities of the Americans being held hostage. And this is amazing to me. We have American passport holders, our fellow citizens, that are being held hostage by Gaza. So, Cash, am I understanding correct by Hamas? Are we funding both sides?
Well, we are indirectly funding both sides. Hamas is a foreign terrorist organization. When Joe Biden unfroze $6 billion of money, and they're being super cheeky when they say, oh, it's Iran's money. We froze it 20 years ago because Iran was doing business with terrorists and then became the largest state sponsor of terror. That's why our allies took away their ability to bank. Joe Biden gave it back to them. Where do you think this $6 billion is going? It's going to the Ayatollah, who came out on the world stage and said, we will not be dictated to on how we spend our money that Joe Biden just gave us back. Translation, he's giving it to the Quds Force. He's giving it to the IRGC. He's giving it to Hezbollah. He's giving it to Hamas and all the other Iranian, what we call Shia militia groups in the region. And when it comes to identities of hostages, yes and no. So it's like one of those things where if we have a hostage rescue operation in play, we probably don't put out the identity. But the families of these people know who they are, and they should be marching down Capitol Hill into the halls of Congress and say, why are you doing more to release them?
But by the way, I don't believe John Kirby here. I don't believe him. He knows who these people are. He's a liar. Play cut 7.
As for the other Americans that we believe are in captivity, being held hostage, we don't have a whole lot of information about them, where they are, what condition they might be in, or what exactly the schedule would be for their release. That said, as you heard the president say over the weekend, we're going to keep working at this hour by hour. And we certainly have every hope that when these 4 days are over with and the original agreement is done, that Hamas will be able to come up with more hostages in coming days to allow that pause to continue and allow more people to get out.
All right, let me tell you how you end this. This thing could be ended in 10 minutes, okay? All it would take is if Trump was president, say, okay, we have a drone over Doha, and we will drone strike your condominium, Hamas leader. You got 20 minutes, or I'm drone striking you at your beautiful palatial place in Qatar, Doha, Qatar. A drone is gonna happen. You guys are gonna die, or you release our hostages immediately. Instead, we're rolling over and, oh, well, we're negotiating. John Kirby, you are a disaster. You are a traitor. He's a traitor to the country. The world is in flames and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it won't ruin my day. That's because I start my day with a hot America First cup of blackout coffee. Now, I've been trying to trim how much coffee I have. But when I have coffee, boom, it's blackout coffee. This coffee is 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values, from sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping. They embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. By the way, I was traveling recently, and somebody brought me a cup of coffee, and it tasted really bad. It was really bad. I said, where's my blackout? And they said, we didn't bring the blackout on this trip. And I was really disappointed. It was a tough day. When you get used to Blackout Coffee, you know what I mean. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. By the way, it's kind of coffee season, isn't it? It gets dark around like 3:30. It's cloudy. It's not exactly the most uplifting weather. You kind of need to pick me up sometimes around 2 p.m. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Promo code Charlie. The taste is amazing. It is smooth. And people know that I need my cup of coffee in the morning. Not too much, not over the top. But if it's not blackout, then the mood is not so good. Go south. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Great company. Blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Promo code Charlie.
Overnight, President Trump ratcheted up the threats to Iran, warning them not to retaliate for the killing of Qasem Soleimani. Let this serve as a warning, he tweeted, that if Iran strikes any Americans or American assets, we have targeted 52 Iranian sites. He made it clear that number 52 reflects the 52 Americans held hostage in Iran after the 1979 revolution.
Cash, we need him back in the White House, don't we?
Desperately, at least when it comes to not just the economy and national security, but everything else. The hostage situation, as you said, Charlie, should be front and center. It should be on the front page of every newspaper until every single American hostage is freed. It should be like the 1979 situation all over again. The only thing that matters. But as you just pointed out with John Kirby, their strategy is we're hopeful. We hope that we will get Americans back. That's not how you set American national security agenda and secure American interests and allies overseas. And what they're doing is, as you said, continuing to lie to the public. And I'll disagree with you a little bit. I don't think they have any idea where these Americans are, because Joe Biden and his administration have prioritized climate change over the national security of America. They keep coming out and saying it's the existential threat of our time and doubling down on that. If the DOD and the intelligence community rather focused on, say, things like Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas and helping Israel, we might have been able to track where they took our hostages. So I don't think they actually know where they are. That's why they're hoping and praying that we can find them. And they keep cheering on victories brought on by other groups and parties instead of leading the way to victory and bringing home every single American.
Cash, really quick, we are seeing kind of rumblings, if you will, about this new COVID pneumonia in China. I texted about it with Dr. Robert Malone. He says it's just media fear porn. What do you think the truth is here?
It's probably closer to the fear porn idea of it. But here's the thing. The media is going to run with it because they need COVID to rig another presidential election and ensure Donald Trump's defeated. They know they can't win on the merits of the facts. They know they can't win on the Biden administration policies. So they're going to go to scare tactics. They're going to try to rig the election in the courts, and they're going to go to scare tactics and intelligence freak tactics by ginning up another COVID or Chinese variant of this bioweapon that they struck out of Wuhan. So to me, it's all the same thing. The get Donald Trump never ends, and we need to be able to defeat it with the truth.
There's some January 6th news as well. Cash, your reaction to the latest tapes that we've seen coming out?
Well, look, as a former prosecutor and public defender, I've been calling on those tapes to be released years ago, because that's what the Constitution demands, that every piece of evidence be issued. But this government, this DOJ under Garland and Wray, has taken it upon themselves to issue justice selectively, to issue evidence selectively. We have seen so much information that so many defendants could have utilized. And here's the thing, Charlie, not all the tapes have been released yet. That's only a piece of it. It's a fiction that all of it's been released. And I still don't know why all of it has yet to be released. And I think it's because they don't want the true story coming out, that there was no insurrection, that the FBI and DOJ had staged tons of informants and undercover officers and spent taxpayer dollars and spent months setting up some of the instances in and around January 6th. And that's what this FBI doesn't want. They're great at covering up corruption. And this Republican-led Congress is helping them by failing to issue and enforce the subpoenas to produce the documents and videotapes necessary for the American people to adjudicate decision at the polls and not have it dictated to them by the rogue Biden administration.
In closing, you touched on this. I just want to reiterate, Mike Johnson or the House Republicans dealing with Hunter Biden subpoenas, have you been pleased by what you've seen?
No, I haven't been pleased by any of it. I've been their biggest critic. Having run the Russiagate investigation and actually enforced congressional subpoenas and taken agencies' money that failed to comply with them, they could do this overnight. I'm not saying defund the FBI, but I'm saying ground Chris Wray's G5 government-funded jet until he complies with the full production of documents. 6 years later, we're still waiting for the Peter Strzok and Lisa Page text messages and emails. They still haven't turned those over in their entirety. Who knows what else they're covering up? And this Republican majority lets them do it. They keep writing letters for a fake news headline so they can get on TV in the mainstream media and say, look what they're doing. I was unlawfully surveilled and spied on by the DOJ and FBI. I filed my own federal lawsuit because this Congress, when we informed them about it, wrote a letter and did nothing else.
Hey, but Speaker Johnson got a Thanksgiving break, so it's all worth it. They had a nice plush, beautiful, many days off while America's being invaded and overrun. Rest assured, everybody, your Republican Congress being led by Mike Johnson, they had a couple really great days off. Cash, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. We want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial Group developed a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide of pivoting into the next chapter of life with purpose, visit paxfg.com/Charlie. That is paxfg.com/Charlie. I have some of my money managed by Pax Financial. They do a wonderful job. And remember, retirement is about more than just investments. The Charlie Kirk endorsement of the Pax Financial Group LLC was given for compensation, which creates an incentive to recommend Pax's advisory services. You need to make sure that disclaimer is very clear. So check it out, paxfg.com/Charlie. Joining us now is Mike Davis. Mike, people are saying that you might become Trump's new attorney general. Well, you're saying that, and other people are agreeing. What would you do as Trump's AG?
Well, I mean, I don't know, Charlie, if I could ever get confirmed. I ran the Senate Judiciary Committee's nominations process. I think I might get one charity vote from my former boss, Chuck Grassley, and it would end his 60-year political career. But I'd like to troll the left about being Trump's acting attorney general for 3 weeks and during my 3-week reign of terror, going after the left. And I use this hyperbole to make a point, and that is what Democrats are doing to Trump. Trump's lawyers, Trump's top aides, Trump's supporters on January 6th, parents outraged at school board meetings about gender chaos and the resulting rapes in high school bathrooms, Christians, praying outside of abortion clinics while the Biden Justice Department and these Democrat prosecutors give amnesty to Joe Biden, his son Hunter, his brother James, the rest of their corrupt family that's taken millions in foreign bribes and other corruption from every hellhole around the world, China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, you name it, along with BLM and Antifa and Hamas supporters. My point is that these are republic-ending tactics by Democrats. They think that they're going to take out Trump, but all they're doing is they are destroying our country.
So just talk about the acting thing. There is kind of a hack where you can get a patriot to be AG without having to go to the Senate. Remind us about this.
Well, there's the Vacancy Act, and what you have to do is you have to be in a Senate-confirmed position already, or you have to be the deputy in line. So some Biden hack who Biden puts in place when Trump takes office on January 20th, 2025, or you have to be in a senior Justice Department position for 90 days. And so that's how you become the acting attorney general. And that's the problem is these Democrats are going to control the Trump administration for the first several months. And if Republicans don't win the Senate, they're going to just control the Trump administration's key cabinet posts. And so that's why it is so important that Republicans rally behind President Trump. The primary's over. Get behind President Trump. We need to make sure that he wins. We need to quit. His primary opponents need to quit secretly weaponizing this lawfare. And what we need to do is get behind these Republican Senate candidates. It is so important that we win the White House and the Senate, because guess what? The Supreme Court is on the line in 2024. And if you think the Democrats are bad now, just imagine what they'll do if we lose our last line of defense, the constitutionalist Supreme Court. There goes our God-given rights to speak, associate, worship, and protect ourselves.
I hear you 100%. One of my big concerns, Mike, and I'm sure you agree with this, is that there's a lot of future casting, but what I hear from the grassroots say, hold on. You have the House right now. What materially could Speaker Johnson and the House of Representatives do to address the weaponization of government and the growing Maoism within our government? No more abstractions. I know, Mike, you're a detail guy, right? I've lost patience with Speaker Johnson. I'm sick of this CR thing. The FBI is getting a new headquarters. You know, it is fat and chummy and things are wonderful in D.C. I'm personally sick of it. I want marching orders. Mike Davis, what can be done now to the end of the year? Action items.
Well, I'll tell you, the Article 3 project proposed and Congressman Andrew Clyde from Georgia is now championing two appropriations riders that House Republicans can include in this appropriations process to end this election interference, this unprecedented Democrat lawfare against President Trump. Number one, no federal funds can go to the prosecution of any major presidential candidate on or before November 5th, 2024 in any state or local governments that prosecutes any major presidential candidate on or before November 5th, 2024, loses all federal funds. If Democrats want to play their games, if they want to go after Trump, they can wait until after the presidential election. They waited 30 months to bring these unprecedented, bogus indictments against President Trump. They can wait until after the election. Let the American people, not Democrat prosecutors and Democrat judges and Democrat juries in these Democrat hellholes like New York, D.C. and Atlanta, decide the next election.
So I totally agree. Why aren't they doing that? What is with this CR till January? Why are Republicans giving the FBI a new headquarters? I know that these are questions you get a lot. Is there even a willingness to try to rein in the administrative tit? It's been all talk from the House Republicans. What a letdown they've been.
Well, I mean, I tend to agree with you, Charlie. I will say this about Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm willing to give him running room for this one CR, but he needs to put up or shut up after that, right? We need to start getting serious about cutting spending to pre-COVID levels. We need to get serious about using the appropriations process, policy writers in the appropriations process to end this cultural Marxism, this gender chaos where we have transgender surgeries for kids and prisoners. We have weaponized justice systems. I published a Fox News opinion piece on this several months. And I think what House Republicans need to insist on is, look, we're not going to fund this. And if you want to shut down the government over transgender surgeries for kids, if you want to shut down the government for weaponizing our Justice Department and throwing the leading presidential candidate in prison for the rest of his life, then guess what? We're not going to fund this. You're going to take the diet that we put you on, Senate Democrats and President Biden, and we're going to include these policy writers. And if you don't take them, shut down the damn government and go back and explain to the American people why you're shutting down the government over transgender surgeries for kids or throwing your political enemies in prison.
Yeah, I mean, you're a better person than I am. I'm done with patience with Mike Johnson. I'm sick of it. The country's falling apart. I don't give him any sort of breathing room. You're done. Go back to run a Bible study. I'm sick of it. But, you know, I appreciate the pushback because sometimes I need to be put in place with my lack of patience with this stuff. But very simple, though, Mike. Do we really believe January this is going to be a reckoning? Like all of a sudden these guys are going to come back from Christmas and New Year's break and find intestinal fortitude or courage? I'm skeptical. I would have liked to see bedlam before Christmas. Then people forget everything. They get super drunk on New Year's and it's a new year, whatever. Well, that was kind of crazy. You could have literally had a new year turn the page. I'm supposed to have faith that we're going to have an amazing holding of the line on January 15th. I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
No, I mean, I hear you, Charlie. These people have been spending like drunken sailors on a bipartisan basis for decades, going back to President George W. Bush. They're both guilty. The Democrats are worse than the Republicans, but the Republican uniparty is just as bad. And this is the message to House Republicans, to Speaker Mike Johnson. If you don't get serious about cutting spending to pre-COVID levels, if you don't get serious about ending this Marxism that the federal government funds, if you don't get serious about ending this weaponization, you're going to have a lot of Republicans sit home this next election. So
that's exactly right. That's what I was getting at. And you actually made my point for me. You know, I'm all in for the Senate stuff, right? We're going to win West Virginia. Thank you, Joe Manchin. That's signed, sealed, delivered. Montana's looking good. Ohio, hopefully we get Bernie Moreno. If we lose the Senate, Mike Davis, it will be one of the greatest failures in the presidential year. You have red state Democrats in a presidential year with Trump on the ticket. If we don't win the Montana and Ohio Senate races and flip those, we have no business being in politics, right? The RNC should already resign. It's just a disaster. So, you know, so Mike Davis, I talked to some Republican donors that don't see it the way I do, and they're great people. They say, I want to win. We got to pump. We got to say, I don't even understand. If you don't govern, our people aren't going to show up. Absent Trump, they really wouldn't show up. Mike Davis.
You're 100% right. And guess what? We need to get serious about governing. These Republicans need to stop being the string orchestra of the Titanic. Our country is failing. The left has taken over every institution in our country. They've taken over the military, for crying out loud. They've taken over universities long ago. If we don't get serious about fighting back against this leftism, this Marxism, we're going to lose our country. If President Trump is not our next president, if the Senate Republicans don't take back the Senate so we can confirm his judges and confirm his cabinet picks, we're going to lose our country.
Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week Quick Start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. Give us a legal update. Chances that Trump gets sentenced before prison. What is this? We haven't done an update on this in a while. Is Trump going to trial in January? What is the update here?
Yeah, I mean, if Democrats have their way, if Joe Biden and Jack Smith and D.C. Obama judge Tanya Shutkin and these other Democrat prosecutors and judges around the country have their way, they would have the leading presidential candidate go to prison instead of facing President Biden on November 5th, 2024. Remember, they impeached President Trump twice for nonsense. They've indicted him four times for non-crimes. They're trying to bankrupt his family business for non-fraud. They've illegally gagged him twice in violation of his First Amendment rights, where he can't even complain about Jack Smith or the process. And they're even trying to throw this legal Hail Mary. They tried this out in Colorado, and they're trying this around the country. They're just going to try to take him off the ballot using a post-Civil War constitutional amendment used to disqualify Confederate insurrectionist who went to war against the Union. They're trying to use Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to say that January 6th was somehow an insurrection, and therefore President Trump is disqualified in these various blue states. They're starting in Colorado and blue states. They're trying to get the precedent set, and then they want to use this in swing states. So they just want to have President Biden or Newsom or whoever the hell they run win by default, even though President Trump has the popular support. This is an outrageous legal attack, and it's the people who pretend like they're the protectors of democracy are trying to destroy our democracy.
Yeah, so there's three attack vectors right now, and we don't have time to go through all of them. There's the personal stuff with Trump, Big Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, and two DOJ. Then there's ballot access stuff, which is Colorado and others, which is on the surface, a good victory, thanks to you, Mike. But on the deep level, they're setting a precedent to kick him off the ballot. Then there's the third stuff, which is the New York civil trial, where they don't just might take his business empire from him. That's just to drain time, energy, resources, and distraction. I want to get to the personal criminal stuff, though, because that's the stuff that really worries me. What is the, as of today, what is the trial schedule?
Well, they have these trials going back to back to back starting in January, right?
Which one's first? Sorry to interrupt. We don't have a lot of time. So what's happening in January?
So I don't have these in front of me, but okay. January, I believe they're starting with the D.C. trial with Tanya Shuckin, and they do a March trial, and then they do a May trial. So it's back to back to back with three trials. And it's insane that they're trying to do this. They haven't even produced all the discovery that the criminal defendants are entitled to receive from the prosecution. Yet Jack Smith is teaming up with this Obama D.C. judge to bring these bogus charges against Trump for January 6th. It is not a crime to object to a presidential election. It's allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887. Democrats objected to Republican wins in 1968, 2000, 2004, and 2016. We don't see John Kerry and Al Gore and Hillary Clinton in prison for objecting, but yet they're trying to use a bogus legal theory both in D.C. and down in Atlanta, Georgia, down in Fulton County, Georgia, to Democrat hellholes to try to throw President Trump in prison for the rest of his life for objecting to a presidential election. They're also trying to throw him in prison for having presidential records in the office of former president, which is allowed by the Presidential Records Act, while they ignore the fact that Biden had five stashes of stolen classified records from his time as VP and even senator.
They're going to ignore all that. You're right. So, Mike, just to make sure I understand, we're tight on time here. January, while the Iowa caucuses are looming, Donald Trump could be sitting. Does he have to sit for trial?
He doesn't have to, but he's going to. He sat through these trials up in New York, and he should. And the problem is he's not going to get a fair trial in Fulton County, Georgia. He's not going to get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. There's no doubt he's going to get railroaded by this Tanya Shuckin and D.C. and this 95% Trump deranged jury pool is going to find him guilty. The only way that this is going to end is when the Supreme Court steps up and says that what President Trump did is either protected by presidential immunity, going back to George Washington 250 years ago, or it's protected by the First Amendment. This is outrageous what Democrats are doing. These are republic-ending tactics by Biden and Jack Smith and these Democrat judges like Tanya Shuckin.
And this is full scorched earth stuff. There is no recovery, crossing of the Rubicon. They're going full Dresden on the Constitution. They want to carpet bomb it. They want no memory of it to exist. Mike Davis, excellent. We'll have you on again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
You see, if we had an RNC worth anything and Ronna McRomney, we would kind of war game. Hey, so instead of, I don't know, a contentious primary, shouldn't we figure out how we're going to counter the lawfare of 2024? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.